The Microsoft 365 price. Reset, a renewal playbook for finance. Microsoft's July 2026 price and packaging changes raise several commercial suites by 5% to 33%. The defensible response is not a blunt downgrade. It is a user-level entitlement, feature, and renewal model. Microsoft's July 2026 commercial price update creates a familiar procurement trap. The percentage increase is easy to see, the newly bundled features are harder to value, and the decision arrives at renewal when the customer has the least time to rebuild its licensing data. The headline changes are material. Office 365 E3 with Teams rises from $23 to $26 per user per month, a 13% increase. Microsoft 365 E3 moves from $36 to $39, up 8%. Microsoft 365 E5 moves from $57 to $60, up 5%. Frontline plans move more sharply. Microsoft 365 F1 rises from $2.25 to $3, and F3 from $8 to $10. Business Basic and Business Standard rise while Business Premium remains at $22. Microsoft is not presenting this as price alone. The packaging adds capabilities across Defender for Office 365, Intune, Cloud PKI, Security Copilot, and Copilot Chat, depending on the suite. That makes a simple before and after price comparison incomplete. It also makes an automatic acceptance incomplete. A bundled feature has economic value only if the organization can retire an overlapping product, avoid a planned purchase, reduce measurable risk, or create useful output. Existing customers remain on current pricing until renewal. That sentence is the real deadline. Each company has its own effective date, contract construct, discount, and channel. Finance should model the exposure from the entitlement roster and renewal calendar, not from July 1st in the abstract. Quantify the gross exposure first. The increase should be modeled at seat level before anyone proposes mitigation. A company with 10,000 Microsoft 365 E3 licenses at published U.S. list price faces a $3 monthly increase per seat or $360,000 annually. The same count on Microsoft 365 E5 creates the same dollar increase despite a lower percentage. 10,000 F3 users create a $240,000 annual increase. 10,000 F1 users create $90,000. Those examples are not a forecast for any specific customer. Enterprise agreements, country pricing, currency, tax, Teams packaging, channel discounts, and renewal dates change the result. They illustrate why percentage headlines are poor budget inputs. Finance needs a row for every subscription with current net unit price, new reference price, contracted discount, quantity, term, anniversary, currency, and expected renewal unit price. Separate price variance from volume variance. If the workforce grows by 5% while price rises 8%, the budget change has two owners and two mitigation strategies. Blending them into one renewal number makes both harder to manage. Build a licensing population, not a tenant total. The admin center's assigned license count is not a renewal demand signal. It includes employees on leave, departed users not fully offboarded, service and shared accounts, contractors, duplicate entitlements, and users whose job no longer requires the assigned suite. Construct a population file at user or license-bearing identity level. Join human resources status and job family, entra sign-in activity, Microsoft 365 service usage, assigned service plans, device and security requirements, location, employment type, manager, and contract eligibility. Mark non-human accounts separately. Never infer that an account is removable merely because interactive sign-in is low. Use activity windows appropriate to the role. A seasonal employee, board member, or disaster recovery administrator can be valid with sparse usage. The model should produce a proposed disposition and a confidence level, not an automatic removal list. The core dispositions are finite: remove, suspend, retain, move to a lower suite, move to a higher suite, replace with a frontline plan, or hold pending owner review. Every seat should land in exactly one. Value the new bundle feature by feature. Microsoft 365 E3 adds Defender for Office 365 Plan 1, Intune Remote Help, Advanced Analytics, and Intune Plan 2, along with Copilot chat enhancements. E5 adds, among other items, Security Copilot, Endpoint Privilege Management, Cloud PKE, and Enterprise Application Management. Office 365 and business plans receive narrower additions. Do not assign bundle value equal to the vendor's standalone list price. Use a four-test hierarchy. First, is the feature technically eligible for the users in question and available in the tenant? Second, does the organization have an approved use case and an accountable owner? Third, can it replace an existing paid product or cancel a funded purchase? Fourth, is migration feasible within the renewal horizon without increasing operational or security risk? Only the third and fourth tests create near-term hard dollar offset. A feature that may be useful later is option value, not budget savings. Record it separately. For each candidate overlap, compare capability rather than product category. Replacing a remote support tool requires equivalent platform coverage, session controls, audit logs, data residency, service levels, and support workflows. Replacing a PKI product requires far more than discovering that Cloud PKI now appears in the bundle. The cost of migration, parallel operation, training, and contract termination belongs in the net value. Right-size by persona, not by utilization alone. Low use of one E5 feature does not prove a user belongs on E3. A security administrator may need a privileged capability rarely. An executive may require legal hold and advanced protection irrespective of daily clicks. Conversely, high email and Teams use does not prove a knowledge worker needs every E5 control. Define entitlement personas with mandatory capabilities. A frontline worker may require mobile access, Teams, and task workflows, but not desktop apps. A regulated knowledge worker may require desktop apps, retention, endpoint management, and advanced identity protection. A developer may receive some security controls through a separate stack. A service account may need no user suite at all. Map each persona to the lowest cost bundle that satisfies the mandatory controls, then test exceptions. This converts a downgrade campaign, which creates organizational resistance, into a policy-based entitlement review. Managers can dispute the persona or requirement, but they cannot defend a premium license with just in case. Teams and no Teams SKUs need explicit treatment. Microsoft publishes separate prices for suites with and without Teams. The no Teams versions are not automatically cheaper once the company purchases Teams separately or operates in a mixed licensing history. Model the complete collaboration stack per persona, including standalone Teams, telephony, audio conferencing, compliance, and support. Avoid opportunistic switching without legal and licensing review. Availability and migration rights can depend on geography, purchase channel, and existing contract. The correct comparison is the future state entitlement package, not one SKU in isolation. Use the renewal calendar as a control system. Existing customers keep current pricing until renewal, which creates a portfolio of deadlines rather than one event. Build a 180-day sequence backward from each anniversary. At 180 days, freeze the source population and quantify gross exposure. At 150 days, complete inactive user and duplicate entitlement cleanup. At 120 days, validate personas and bundle overlap candidates. At 90 days, issue the demand baseline to procurement and Microsoft. At 60 days, complete commercial scenarios. At 30 days, reconcile the order form to the approved population and test provisioning changes. Optimization, after the quote arrives, has weak leverage. Optimization, before the demand baseline, changes the quantity the vendor is competing to renew. Include flexibility in the commercial request, annual versus monthly mix, true downrights, growth bands, price protection, transition credits, and the treatment of acquisitions or divestitures. A slightly higher unit rate with meaningful quantity flexibility can cost less than the deepest discount on an inflexible volume. Keep four savings ledgers: price avoidance from negotiation, quantity reduction from inactive seats, mix improvement from right-sizing, and tool consolidation from bundle adoption are different value types. Track them separately. Negotiated avoidance is measured against a documented counterfactual price. Quantity savings is measured only after licenses are removed from the renewal order or subscription. Mixed savings is the net change after lower and higher additions are both accounted for. Consolidation savings is recognized when an overlapping contract, renewal, or approved purchase is actually eliminated, net of migration cost. This prevents double counting. An inactive E5 user moved to E3 and then removed did not create both an E5 to E3 saving and an E3 removal saving. A security product replaced by the bundle while its contract continues for another year has not yet produced cash savings. Model scenarios, not one answer. Prepare at least three renewal cases. The baseline case holds quantities and mix constant at the expected new net price. The hygiene case removes inactive and duplicate entitlements. The operating model case adds persona right-sizing and only those bundle consolidations with approved migrations. Stress each case for workforce growth, foreign exchange, delayed migrations, and a lower-than-expected negotiated discount. Present the bridge from current annualized cost to each scenario. The CFO should be able to see how much of the increase is vendor price, headcount, product mix, and execution risk. Do not set a target that assumes every identified opportunity closes. Apply confidence and timing. A $500,000 consolidation dependent on a 9-month security migration cannot offset a renewal in 60 days, even if it is strategically sound. The board-level question. The price reset is a useful forcing function. It asks whether the organization manages Microsoft 365 as a strategic capability stack or as a recurring headcount tax. The answer is visible in the data. Named owners, policy-based personas, measured feature adoption, an early renewal calendar, and savings that reconcile to contracts. The strongest response is neither to accept the increase nor to promise a dramatic downgrade. It is to arrive at the negotiation with a smaller, cleaner, capability-justified demand set and a precise account of which new bundle features are worth paying for. Microsoft sets the price card. The customer still controls the population, the mix, and the proof of value. Cost Defender helps finance connect license assignment, activity, and renewal timing, so a vendor-wide percentage increase becomes a user-level demand model with verifiable actions.